Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about every... Oh, we don't say that anymore.
Oh, yeah, you idiot.
But either way, it was good practice for me to practice my diction because apparently I'm still not good enough for Carlos.
Yeah, and I will also add to this, I'm pulling up a text from Carlos, who unfortunately could not be on this episode.
R.I.P.
But he did want me to remind you of something.
And remember diction.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's really weighing heavy on his heart.
Here's what I need you guys to do.
Who are you first? Let's just...
I'm the Cube Boy Espresso Boy.
I'm the Bad Boy Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl hyphen Holly. This week we're going to be doing a little chat, and then we got 2 minutes on Broadway. Jump on in. Pause. Continue.
I don't think I slur my words very much or that I have poor diction, but I trust Carlos, but I also would like a second opinion. So
I think that you talk very quietly. See what I'm saying? No one can hear you, bud. You got to use your outdoor voice sometimes.
It's because here's why. When I'm at work all day, I'm like,
order for bread. I got oil bar for bread.
Yelling across the building when you're doing that on the overhead. Yeah.
That's the same quality as their overhead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get it. I get that.
So I'm here.
Just wanted to relax, kick back, have a good time in this beautiful. Oh gosh, this beautiful city.
Here's the thing, guys. I think last week we talked about getting a video out there.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Had a couple technical
difficulties. Week before that, wanted to get a video out.
So what we did work. Was instead of trying to figure out the technical difficulties, we just added more cameras.
Also, sorry for the, what will sound like a smoker's coughing. I got a little bit of a cold. It's going to happen a couple times. Just can get that out front. But you're right. That's a good way to look at it. Instead of figuring out how can we get around it with the one camera, we stuck two more on us and said, this will do it. Caleb, how was your week out there?
My week was good.
Anything wild and fun to report?
Let me say this. It's been a smelly week. My 5 minute walk from my apartment to the BART station.
That's a good walk.
It's quick. I like it. Very quick. Blessed.
God bless.
It's just, the whole way stinks.
All the way through?
It's like piss. Sometimes it's garbage trash.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just...
Separate from just regular garbage and separate from regular trash. It's garbage trash combined. And I do actually kind of feel like that is a sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like garbage. Maybe it's like something in a pail. Trash might be something that's like...
It's like a next level. Yeah.
And then garbage trash combined, it's like maybe wet at that point on the side.
It's a wet smell.
It's a wet, weird smell. I get that.
So, and then on top of that, I had a customer come in. Mm-hmm. She brought a personal cup.
15 cents. Get that discount.
Yep. And so, she, you know, we say, hey, take the lid off for me.
Sure.
Perfect. So she takes the lid off and she smells it.
Ooh, the lid?
She smells the inside of the cup.
Okay.
And she goes, ooh, and she makes a face.
No.
She makes like a nasty face. And she goes, ooh, you may want to give that a rinse.
Please, man, let me do your dishes while I make your drink.
I said, no.
Take the shoes off, man. Want a foot massage?
You might want me to rinse it because I don't care how it smells. You're drinking it.
You might want to rinse that.
It made me uncomfortable that she... Ooh.
Heavens to Betsy. Heavens to boy.
And you guys are lucky we got a video for this
that
podcast.
That is a stench.
Yeah. That's the kind of disrespect I get.
The nerve.
And of course, I'm like, oh, no problem. I'll run a little hot water through that.
Please,
it's
miss.
My pleasure.
Be my pleasure.
And then I had another guy come in today. That was the other day. I had another guy come in today. And he definitely smelled 100%.
Sure.
He smelled that.
Sure.
Maybe just a little BO. Mm-hmm. Didn't put on deodorant that day. Tough. Or for the week prior.
Sure. For like a few weeks attached on that.
And... He walks over and he orders. And as soon as he walked over, I could just smell him.
Right.
And he walked over and he orders. And then he goes, he goes, hey, man, I don't know what it is, but just something stinks right here.
Something's a little stinky.
And I'm like,
thank you.
Oh, I don't know, man, because I don't want to. I'm trying to get
sure,
a tip. I'm trying to get a tip.
What are you going
to
do? You're going to be like, yeah, it's you, bud.
So I keep it cash. And I'm like, oh, I'll figure that out. No problem. And he's like, maybe just try wiping down the counter. And I'm like, for sure, man. As soon as he walks away, smell's gone.
You know what would have been good if he said, like, maybe for some reason there was like, oh, I'm just trying to get a tip. Maybe at some point, if he said, you want a tip? Here's a tip. Maybe wipe down the counters because it's the stank.
Yeah.
That was clearly not coming from him. You know.
And I say, here's a tip. Hop in the shower.
Use a bar of soap.
Heard of it?
You know, I have a guest that comes in sometimes that doesn't smell good. Be perfectly honest with you. Like, he's one of the people that you can tell is there before you see him. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be rude.
No,
you know, I feel like we have a personal responsibility to not just start bashing people on their scent because we don't know what they're going through. You know, I understand. I'm very curious, though, like genuinely curious. Like, how do you not notice that?
Mm-hmm.
How have you gotten so... But everyone likes their own brand. I know. I very much know that as well. Like, there's some days, maybe like, I don't know. You ever farted before?
No.
Oh.
Speaking of farting,
you ever make
Brandon.
A toot?
Brandon.
Make a poop poop.
There's something that happened on an episode.
I had a little gas.
We caught it on camera, on mic.
Yeah.
We were recording that day, and Brandon refused to let us post.
I don't want to be that guy, though. You know what I mean? I already feel like I'm a little bit of that guy. Like, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to be that guy. Or the dude that farted. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that.
I do.
I know you do, because you're the quiet boy. You're a quiet boy, expressive boy.
I'm
that
not quiet.
You just get back
I'm
and you
not quiet.
Calm and collect.
I'm not quiet.
I'm the guy that just talks and talks and talks and talks and gaining weight since marriage, and I'm farting on camera, dude. Like, that's who I am. Anyways, so out of this guy. Comes in sometimes. You know how it goes. But I'll say this. I think it's kind of nice that, you know, a normal, like, well-trained employee is still going to treat that person with, like, that level of, like, hospitality.
Yeah.
So like he might go somewhere else and people might be not be quite as nice to that boy, but he can come to this place. But hey, my pleasure. Happy to
I'm
serve.
Not gonna
you.
Mention your stink
not
to your
gonna
face,
tell you that you smell sir. Bad. I'm not gonna make it a weird thing. Gonna get your cup of coffee and be on your way. You know, it's a good moment. But but they're tough to deal sometimes. I had a pretty normal week, I'll say that. Again.
You're a sick boy.
Oh dude, as sick as a dog. There was one point I looked up on the phone. Excuse me. I used the actual computer, desktop.
Mm-hmm.
It went on the WebMD. And I asked, what
it's
are
a bad idea.
It's bad idea. What are symptoms of pneumonia? And it was like, your chest hurts. I'm like, yeah, you're coughing. I am coughing. It's like, it's after a cold. I'm like, I might still be in a cold, but this could be the after the cold. Yeah. And it was like, have a fever. Well, you know, I went so fast to that medicine cabinet, grabbed that thermometer, stuck that thing deep underneath my tongue.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know where
and
I was
then
going.
Well, if you let me finish.
Okay.
And then elsewhere to be double sure. And no fever. So I checked that one off the list. But everything, it's like, I know it's the joke. It's not a good joke. It's been done because it's the reality. But like, that's WebMD. You like stub your toe and you go like, how can I like fix or like, you know, help a stub toe not hurt so much? WebMD will be the first pop up. You're like, great, let me see what they're going to do. First suggestion, get rid of your toes.
Toe fungus. You got a fungal in
your
toenails.
Does your toe look a little less than perfectly clear white?
Hurt? Does it hurt?
Yeah.
You might have a toe fungus.
Get that thing removed just to be safe. I wonder what kind of like lawyers WebMD must have.
I mean, they must have some disclaimer.
Oh,
they must
have.
Have
you ever seen it? And for how much advice they're giving, I feel like that should be like the first thing. Do you know how many ads I get on anything ever? Like, so for example, I texted you earlier this week, and I was like, hey, do you have a green screen? And to which, my surprise, you do. Lovely. So expect some really mediocre green screen material coming your way soon.
Uh-huh.
But then I was telling Samantha about it, and she was saying, like, get a green screen, do this thing. Like, yeah, that'd be fun. So I look up on Amazon, on my phone, I look up on Amazon, green screens, just see how much they cost. And then today she told me that she's seeing Instagram ads for green screens. Now, they're really good at getting ads at you, but how's WebMD not good at giving me some sort of disclaimer to say, we're not actual like professionals at this, but everyone goes to WebMD for some advice. You know what I'm saying? So what kind of lawyers do they got? Because that has to be a big lawyer.
Next week, we're going to have one of WebMD's lawyers on.
And then we'll ask, where'd you get the nerve? Huh?
You made me think I had pneumonia.
Not going out like one of those old presidents.
Brendan?
Yeah.
There's something big that happened recently.
Okay.
That you and I are very excited about.
Yeah.
That you and I would like to visit very soon.
Oh, sure.
And that is Star Wars What's it called? Star Wars lands at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
We're so excited about it.
You can tell how excited I am. By the way, I knew the title so quick.
Tip of your tongue. Galaxy's Edge. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It opened up people.
I'm dripping wet with excitement.
Oh, gosh. Oh, heavens. Please put a towel down.
Can't contain my wet.
Just a pool of Caleb wet. Yeah, dude, it opened up, and I'll say this much, and I'm not unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great.
Very unpopular.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
And I really want to go.
Mm-hmm. So with Galaxy's Edge, you text me pretty soon, before it was open, before it was open to the whole public, like while the cast preview was going on and all that, you text me and you're like, we got to get in.
We got it.
And I said, yes. And you said, probably for free.
That would be the best way.
It's expansive.
Yeah.
And so I said, let me see what I can do, big guy.
Nice.
And you know me, I always got the hookups.
Yeah, you do. Left and right. Ask.
Think of a time when I have a hookup.
Caleb, so many times I come to you, you got a hookup, and you say, where you want, said, baby? Just point. I got you.
You said, I need a green screen. I said, I got you.
Up, down, left, right. Where you got to go? I got you.
I couldn't get us into Disneyland.
That's all right. Well,
I had a coworker.
That's a big hookup.
Here's a big oopsie on my part.
Oh,
I had a coworker
who
had two free tickets to go see Galaxy's Edge. And I wasn't working that day when she offered it. So I didn't get to go.
When you say two free tickets, would this have been like a Jerry Seinfeld moment of like, I got two free tickets, you want them? You're like, yeah, thanks. Cool. Like, I'll, you know, meet me over here, and it's like, perfect. I'll see you there. And then you get there and bags are packed with this person, and it's just you. The two free tickets are for that person and you. Was that that situation?
I think it was.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Would you have done that?
Without you?
Just by this, would other people have gone, or would it have been just a double, like, just you two?
I mean, I'd have gone, man.
Wow.
I'm here to see the galaxy.
Dang, that's commitment.
I'm here to see the galaxy, with or without you, Brandon.
That's tough. I don't like hearing that, but I also respect it. I would like to go. I would very much like to go and see what they have to offer.
We're not necessarily begging for free tickets to Disneyland
yet.
If anyone listening has a free ticket to Disneyland,
because here's what I know. No. Here's what I know.
Go ahead.
Employees can get people in. That's not a thing. That's not a weird thing.
Yeah.
So, hey, do you know someone that works at Disneyland? Then maybe they'd want to help a couple young and aspiring podcast boys in?
Do you or someone you know suffer from working at Disneyland?
We can help.
We can help. Get us some free tickets.
We can spark some joy into that dull, dull place of Disneyland when you let us in for free.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go, and we actually have a plan, but we're working
out
the details.
Can we talk about that?
We can talk about that, I guess.
Let's talk about that.
All right, so here's how this works out. Samantha and I, First Lady Express Boy and the Bad Boy Express
Boy. Samantha Thomas, Dole-Holly.
We graced the grounds of Disney. A few weeks ago.
We talked about it.
It was a great time. We had a really great visit. In that visit, naturally, we were posting on the Insta-G, and some close friends of ours said that they wanted us to get this mug.
It's a BB-8 mug.
The
robot from Star Wars.
Beautiful mug.
From Star Wars.
Beautiful mug.
From Storage Wars.
Happily from Storage Wars. BB-8 from Storage Wars. The guy that says, yup. It's a mug.
Yep.
Dale? Is that? No, that's one of the other guys.
That's Dave.
Dave. So, we obliged. Our pleasure. No problem. They square cashed us some money. They even gave us a little extra. Like, God bless. Thank you.
Don't spend
that's
it all in
awesome.
One place.
Yeah, so we got themselves a mug. Held on to that bad boy for about a day or two when we were still left in Disney. Took that bad boy to Long Beach. Now it's traveling some ground. Took that bad boy on an airplane. Made its way back to San Francisco. It's seeing two big cities. It's got a busy, busy life happening.
Beautiful city of San Francisco.
Beautiful city of San Francisco. And then a few days have gone by with this thing living at our home. It's acclimating, getting used to the new weather. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, a tumbling in and a crashing comes down. And what happens?
They die too young every time.
BB-8 splits its dome. And it cracked.
Now this is a special mug.
You
can't get this mug, from what I understand, at like Disney stores.
Right.
It's a Disneyland mug.
We went to
exclusively
the Star Wars. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of Star Wars shops now, but the OG Star Wars shop by Space Mountain went right on in there. We found it. looked it square in the eyes and said, you're coming home with me. We took it home. It broke. Now, here's what I want to do.
Here's the exciting part.
I want to have a grand adventure and get a new BB-8 for our close, close friends. And also, I don't think they listen to this podcast, but...
You haven't told
them. Yeah. If they do, and we haven't quite mustered up the courage to let you know that we broke the money, broke the BB-8 mug that you spent your hard-earned money for, sorry. We're working on a way to get it back. We're working on a way to get it back in a big way. So here's our adventure we want to do. We want to spend, and the details are more to come. We'll give those to you, listeners, when we get the details down. But here's the short of it. We want to go down there, spend one full day driving down there, making all the juicy content that we can do in the car. Try to get into Disneyland for free. Try to get into a hotel for free. And then ultimately have this be a very inexpensive trip. Maybe paying for gas and whatever.
In my mind, there's two perfect scenarios.
And we're workshopping it.
Yeah, so. There's two perfect scenarios. Number one, and this is the dream, okay? Somebody pays for our flight.
Sure.
First class.
Yeah.
I'm talking getting to Disneyland for free. We spend the whole day.
Chilling.
We're chilling.
Having a good time.
We get the mug, no problem.
We're in, we're out.
See Star Wars land, get back on the plane, fly back.
Done.
Fly back one day.
One day. Easy trip.
Perfect situation.
Easy
second
trip.
Best situation.
Okay.
We drive there. Six and a half hour drive-ish.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
But we get in Disney for free. We walk straight to that mug.
Yeah.
We walk straight out.
Yep. No
drive
fluff.
Drive back 6 hours. No fluff.
Oh my gosh.
No
could
nothing.
Could you imagine? Yeah.
We do all that just for the mug. Very Mr. Beast.
Very, very, very Mr. Beast. But like Mr. Beast would have taken an Uber there kind of thing, you know.
But we don't have $50,000 to blow.
Just hand it to us by the Honey app on Google,
yeah.
Which is a great app, by the way.
Honey,
if you
ever
want to
look
for discounts on any of your...
Within two clicks, you can have this installed onto your browser. www.honey.com. Use a promo code ExpressoBoys for 0% off.
We should start promoting everything. We should just start promoting Mr. Beast until we get his attention. Anyways, continue. Do you got a third scenario?
Well, I mean, third scenario is, I mean, that's where we start getting a little sketchy. We're
trying to get in a hotel.
We're getting a little money out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we need to get a hotel.
I know.
We do one day there, one
day
back.
Driving that much, you know what I mean? But that would also be kind of not fun. It'd be a good memory.
Let's look at our boy Jimmy, Mr. Beast.
12 hours in the car, yeah.
He drove to every state in the United States and bought a Snickers bar. From each state.
No, not every state.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Was it really every state? I thought I saw that episode.
No, it was every
Walmart in that state.
Which is more
than
50.
Plenty of Walmarts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did something else where he drove to every state.
He took one like Uber ride that was like $50,000.
No. There was one where he tied his shoe in every state or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
What a dream he's living.
What a dream.
I literally can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
The stuff that he does. Anyways.
Counts to 100,000.
This is a Mr. Beast podcast. This is what we just review Mr. Beast episodes.
This week is sponsored by Mr. Beast.
And Honey.
Yeah.
I like the first one a lot.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Lot. So listen, if you work at an airport, know anyone that works at an airport, can give us a really great flight. One way, one day. Two ways, one day, on the plane, bright and early. Get there bright and early.
Yeah, get ourselves.
Yeah, get ourselves in LA. Shoot for 7 o'clock. Okay, get to the.
We're right by SFO. Easy for us to get there.
Easy, you can take a BART there, man. So,
yeah.
Well, at that early, but it doesn't matter. Details will come later. Get to the downtown Disney. Grab ourselves a mimosa. Loosen up after a long flight of 47 minutes.
My back.
Yeah. This is all dream state number
first
one.
First class. I'm gonna be feeling good after that flight.
So we're flying first class. We got to get a mimosa when we land. Come on.
Yeah.
We just had a long, strenuous flight. Of course, we got to loosen up a little bit. Get ourselves a Momo. And then we stroll our way into the park. VIP access.
Yeah. We get the executive tour.
Yeah, our close, close friends that work at Disney. And then we stroll on over, see all of the lands. No problems. No waits. No nothing. Grab the mug.
I'm dripping with wet, bro.
I hate it, but I love it. Maybe one more Momo for the road.
Yeah.
Take that plane back. We come in.
Get some free peanuts.
Refreshed. Somehow we managed to walk out of Disney refreshed. The second scenario is we drive for 12 and probably 13 to 14 hours.
Yeah.
In one day to get a mug, which probably better, ultimately better content.
I mean, you could, you got both scales. We do all that in one day, or you look at like Casey Neistat posted videos where he's on like the $10,000 plane ticket or whatever.
I like watching those videos. I would like to be in. I would like to be that video.
Hey, Kim Kardashian, if you're listening, I know you got a private jet. Just let me borrow it for a couple hours.
It's not that long. Don't be rude, honestly.
Don't be insensitive, Kim K.
Kimmy K. So anyways, details to come. We'll figure out a good way to promote this in a big way. But Kimmy and Charlie, sorry about your mug.
You're really close friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, after popular demand and a promise from last week's episode that was very rowdy, I will say. Very rowdy episode.
And we apologize.
Nah, I will never. That was a good time. That was just madness, though. There was points I was telling you this, Caleb, where I was like, I feel like I have anxiety from what's going on. There's so much. There's
and that's what you want in a podcast.
That's it. There was four people talking at once. It was just madness, but in the best way. We said we were going to do a little 2 minutes on Broadway, and we didn't get to it.
Well, yeah, we didn't slip up. We just were having too much fun.
We're having so much fun. But this is the week. And I feel really good about it.
Mm-hmm.
We already drummed up some great content for this.
Yeah.
For those of you who haven't tuned into the Expressive Boys podcast,
I'll let you explain it.
Why are you sleeping on us? First off, second off, here's how this goes. 2 minutes on Broadway. Caleb and I both have created a person, place, and conflict. And in 2 minutes' time, we have to... Talk about the person, talk about the place, talk about the conflict.
We have to conclude the story.
Yeah, we have to create and conclude this story in a way that a Broadway musical company can come in, listen to this podcast, because we have been paid by the Broadway musical
company. By Mr. Broadway.
Mr. Broadway. For us to be able to create a brief story for them to sort of kind of like...
We're just the skeleton.
We're the hook that gets these guys pulled in.
Yeah.
And we want something... They want something they can bite their teeth into. So this is the 2 minutes on Broadway where we will create and conclude a beautiful and well-written story all within the span of 2 minutes so that they can recreate this on Broadway, brought to you by Mr. Broadway. Caleb.
You Monsieur Broadway.
Excuse me.
Fancy. Should I start?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So my scenario or story that we are creating, here's the little baseline for it, okay?
Okay.
And it's a smooth baseline.
Ooh.
My character's name is John's Dongles.
Nice.
Okay. He's an 87-year-old man.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button type character.
Ooh, okay.
So he's
like reverse backwards a little bit?
Yeah. So okay. He's 87.
87
he's
now.
A baby. 87-year-old baby. And I wrote... I mean, we really prepare for this. I wrote this in like a minute.
Sure.
And so here's the conflict.
Yep.
He's an 87-year-old baby. He was dropped onto someone's doorstep as an old man baby.
Okay. So very much Benjamin Button.
No way to communicate.
Because he's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So Benjamin Button.
But, no, Benjamin Button, he starts, I mean, the story starts right here. So a baby, that means he's going to die soon. Right.
Oh, okay. So I see what you mean. He is an 87-year-old baby.
Yes.
As opposed to like a baby has the body like that kind of looks like an 87. You know what I mean? Because that's how Benjamin Button started.
I never saw Benjamin Button.
Oh, dude. I think you might be describing Benjamin Button, which could be a stroke of genius for you since you've never even seen it.
All right. So I have this other movie idea. It's called Avatar, right? It's these blue aliens. They touch each other's hair to have sex, I think. That's all I saw from the trailer.
So let's just say, like, we're going along here. Yeah. We got an 87-year-old baby. Mm-hmm. He is the size of, like, a normal 87-year-old man.
No. He's a baby.
Okay. But he's 87.
Mentally, he's 87. Is this Benjamin Button?
I think it's pretty much Benjamin Button.
Never saw Benjamin Button. But let's keep going.
Let's keep it going.
But here's where the conflict gets good, okay? I just created Benjamin Button. Yeah. My sister...
I'm excited for you to say the conflict is he's trying to grow and fall in love and have a normal life.
My sister, who is 19 right now, she was recently, this was like a few months ago, she was like, I just don't get why clocks don't go 1 to 24. And she was like, I think if... She thought she had a genius idea. She's like, if clocks just went 1, two, three, four, all the way to 24 instead of going 12 and then back to 12. I think that'd be way better. And my parents were like, that's just military time. You didn't invent that, bud.
So you guys kind of on that same
wavelength. Yeah, we're both stupid.
All right, continue. What's the conflict here?
So the conflict is he, as an old man baby, has to find a way to communicate, but non-verbally, because he's a baby.
Okay.
That he's an old man.
Does he have mental...
Mentally, he's all there, but he just doesn't have the physical capability to speak as a person.
Sure.
Because, you know, babies aren't people.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry to get so political.
Alabama's wrong.
Whoa, sorry to get so political, guys. Yeah. So, right. I mean, this might be Benjamin Button.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. You ready?
You ready?
You got a 2 minute timer?
I got a 2 minute timer right here.
All
right. And one, two, three, four.
So, first off, hire Brad Pitt because he's really good at this role.
Yeah, I'm in.
Get Brad Pitt on Broadway because he's going to nail it. He's done it before. He's going to crush it. Uh-huh. Second, this baby has the brain, mm-hmm. a fully functioning brain.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty quick and easy way just to learn sign language, right?
As a baby? You don't have full control of your hands.
Why not?
Have you ever seen babies try to pick something up?
He has the mental capacity of a full adult human, but he doesn't have the motor skills?
Yeah. Babies don't have motor skills.
Oh, well, this is a development then.
Well, I was thinking from the audience perspective, mm-hmm. maybe the audience is able to like...
So it's kind of like an Alec Baldwin voiceover.
Boss Baby?
Almost, but I'm, you know, naturally going
to,
but
is
like
Boss Baby the sequel to Benjamin Button?
It might be. No one knows for sure. Mm-hmm. But like you have that, like the audience maybe like hears the thoughts of the baby.
Okay, I like that.
Like the voiceover, that's where, like, because it's still a baby, but it's like, oh, Alec Baldwin coming in hot. Like, oh, why can't they understand that I'm 87 years old?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a Clint Eastwood because he's old. That might be a Clint Eastwood. Old. So I mean, a Clint Eastwood voiceover on this one.
Andy Serkis plays the baby. He's CGI.
So what are we figuring out here? He can't do sign language because apparently his motor skills are that of a child, but his brain's as sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, maybe we start simple.
Okay.
What can babies not do well? Eat, right?
They can't eat well.
So maybe he starts by just knowing you eat three times a day. So he's like trying to communicate. I eat now. I eat in the morning. I eat lunch.
Okay, so we're establishing concept of time.
Concept of time.
Now
parents are like, "Whoa, this baby knows time."
Dinner. Okay.
Right.
Maybe so. He can't use hands.
I mean, babies can't really use their hands.
He can gesture, right?
He can
I've seen baby tries to wave. They wave backwards sometimes.
Uh-huh.
You know, so maybe he just starts doing
He gets
flashes.
That hand down.
Ooh, he starts doing little flashes.
Every time. Why don't we give ourselves 30 minutes to do this?
Wouldn't stroke our ego enough.
So we have Alec Baldwin, Andy Serkis, and Brad Pitt all for this role.
For this one baby. Also, if you feel like you were left on a cliffhanger, I promise you, just go watch Benjamin Button. You're going to love it.
If you're into our story, I bet you're going to like Benjamin Button
gonna
even
love
more.
It.
David Escobedo, he listened to last week's episode where I admitted that I'd never seen Avatar.
Yeah.
And then I had the stroke of genius to live tweet it whenever I do watch it. So that's coming soon. David really wants me to watch Avatar.
Well, yeah,
it's
we should
three,
do that.
Over a 3 hour
that's
movie.
It's a tough sit, but we'll do it.
I'd rather watch Endgame.
Wouldn't anyone? All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a pretty good one.
Okay.
Person, Miss Myers. Mm-hmm. Place, a cleaning convention.
Hmm.
Conflict.
Sounding a little sexist.
Conflict. Not the Miss Myers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you heard of Miss Myers.
Yeah.
Not the Miss Myers. Let's fill it in.
Okay, I think I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Should I set the timer?
Do we need any sort of backstory on this? Or
No, let's jump right in. We got 2 whole minutes.
That's easy.
We get it done every time.
I'm sorry, I doubted you even for a half a second.
And one, two, three, four. So, Miss Myers?
Miss Myers.
She's trying to make her name in the cleaning industry.
Right.
Unfortunately, she has the same name.
Same name. Proud of it, though. It's a family name, I think.
Because
you think right off, get easy out, change your name.
I mean, we got Michael Jordan. We got Michael B. Jordan.
Exactly.
Something simple.
Something like that, right? But, yeah, but she's proud of it being
Mrs. Myers.
Mrs. Myers. That could be good. That could work. But then don't you feel like that might be, like, at that point, it's kind of like when you go and buy cereal from Winco, and it's, like, Fruity Stones instead of Fruity Pebbles. You know what I mean? It's, like, that kind of thing. You think that would be the vibe that they get? I don't want Mrs. Myers to have to deal with that. And it's M-I-S-S, like Miss Myers. But that's her first name is Miss. Her parents named her Miss. Yeah, so it's not like a, oh, you are, this is an abbreviation or whatever. It's M-I-S-S Myers, not the Miss Myers. And so when she goes into this cleaning convention, they, hello, my name is Miss Myers. And everyone's like, oh, Miss Myers. No, I know what you're thinking.
This is like your Google situation. Not, what was it that Jess Flower said? Not. Don't work for, but at.
Not for, but
not
at.
Not for, but at.
Yeah, same not kind for, of but at. Kind of that same scenario, yeah. But, like, what are we doing for this poor woman? Right. Caleb, how are we going to get her through this?
She's got to, first off, she's got to, it's all about location. And I don't know what that means.
She's there, though. She's at the cleaning convention. She wants to make it in this industry. Passion
is she,
for it.
Is she have her own line?
She's working on it. I think right now she's kind of like, maybe I'm thinking she's sort of there to like get inspired. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like she's, for so long, she's been kind of put into this box of Miss Myers, never going to make, because only Miss Myers. Miss Myers already like made it. And it's a big deal, blah, 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 all this.
The marvelous Miss Myers.
The marvelous Miss Myers.
Myers.
they already made it, put in this box. You're never going to make it. Now she's like, you know what? She got this kind of the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. She's at like the crux of it, where right now she's like, all right, she's inspired. She's ready to go. Yeah. Maybe we're at the tip top of the hero's journey. What happened before, Caleb? Can we talk about that? Right when we were getting going.
Every time.
Right when we were getting going.
I just feel like whoever gave us this 2-minute limit is limiting us.
Wow. That's woke. That is woke, Caleb.
Sorry to be so woke like this, but it comes naturally, baby. I had a, speaking of being woke, I had a tweet that was, I'm so woke that I don't hear accents.
Nice.
Which is, you know, people like, I don't even see color. I don't see color.
That's more racist than saying you like anything else.
Yeah, I don't hear accents.
Earlier today, I was listening to this band called Stick to Your Guns. Now, Carlos, if you wouldn't mind, maybe just play us into that ever so slightly.
Perfect.
Stick to Your Guns, It Starts With Me.
Ooh. You hear that?
That faint whisper? In this song, now let me give you a little backstory. Stick to Your Guns, as you can hear, it's a very hardcore band, and they do hardcore things, and they're cool boys. I listened to them a lot in high school, stopped listening to them. For whatever reason, they came out and they popped into my head today. And I was thinking about, like, if I was, like, would I like this, that music if I listened to it? So I popped on their newest album and turned on their first song entitled It Starts With Me. And I was listening to it, and I'm like, it's a cool song. It's very much like a pump you up and, like, not necessarily social justice. I'm not entirely sure what their message was directly towards in this song, but it is like, you know, some of the lyrics. So much begging, pleading with no listen, with no one listening. Take a breath now and think of what it really means. This is my understanding that the life I lead does not belong to me. It starts with me. It starts with me, blah, blah, blah. And like in a world where doing what's right has been pushed from the light. You know what I mean? So it's that kind of song.
Yeah.
It's like a big old like pump you up. It's like, it starts with me. Man in the mirror. Kind of thing.
Ooh.
Right, one of those types of songs. But then I thought, started thinking about it. Mm-hmm. You get that kind of song in the wrong hands. What if Hitler started singing that song? You know what I mean? That's dangerous.
Yeah.
It starts with me. What if the Ku Klux Klan started singing that song? That's a dangerous song.
Yeah.
You got to be careful when you're starting to chant those things around. Now, I'm sure Stick to Your Guns is not a racist, you know, Nazi, but nonetheless...
They're a normal Nazi.
You got to be careful when you're getting these songs. You got to be careful what you're putting out there content-wise from Stick to Your Guns.
And that's the moral of this podcast.
I just want to think. We want you guys to think about it. You know what I mean? Just think about it. And really think about, you know, what is the message I'm putting out there? Is it going to get Caleb wet?
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. My coworker, Carlos.
The producer?
No.
Oh.
Different Carlos.
Oh.
He's my coworker at Blue Bottle. It's 115 Sansom Street. He's a fan of the podcast, and he was disappointed
when Carlos was on.
When he heard the name Carlos, and then he realized we were not talking about him. So Carlos, this one's for you.
Hey, can we give him a Espresso Boy name?
We gotta get him on first. Can't just give him a name. What is this, dude? Free canny?
I'm just saying, like, we got two Carloses now. They're hot and heavy in this podcast. Like, frequent podcast. It's the
first time we brought him up.
Just trying to beat it to the punch.
So shouts out. If you need any graphic design work done, hit him up.
He does that?
Yeah, he's great.
What are we doing? Let's use him.
I'm not trying to spend money.
Oh. Yeah, okay, never mind. Yeah, hit this guy up, though.
Hit this
he's
guy up,
good.
Though. He's hecka good. I do all ours for free.
Yeah.
I charge Brandon to do
he's
it.
He's hecka good.
Yeah, that's the difference. I do it for free because I'm not good.
I know
if
my
you want
value.
Quality, you got to pay for that.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Espresso Boys podcast, a podcast about nothing where we talk about everything. You know I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy. Oh, I said it.
You said it. We're not supposed to
No,
say
we
it.
Can't say it.
Season 2, episode 2.
Yikes.
Thank you so much.
God bless.